This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. Property taxes wouldn't go up as much as expected next year under proposal unveiled today. The governor's proposal has several steps. First, lawmakers would have to send it to the ballot. Then, voters would choose whether to lower the state tax rate for homes in exchange for shrinking tax refunds in coming years. The proposal would also raise the bar for local governments to collect more property taxes. This is all in response to large increases in property values that's set to drive property taxes higher across the state. Colorado's largest university is ending its COVID-19 vaccine requirement. CPR's Paolo Shalsada has more.
Students, faculty, and staff at the University of Colorado Boulder will no longer need to get vaccinated against COVID-19 once the spring semester ends later this month. The university says it's changing its approach as COVID cases remain low and government agencies shift their focus. CU will continue to provide free vaccines and testing on its campus. The relaxed vaccine requirement will not apply to three other CU campuses or its system administration. I'm Paolo Shalsada, CPR News.
Mesa County and a private health care provider have settled for a combined $2 million. That's after an intellectually impaired man died in the Mesa County Detention Center in 2014. The 27-year-old lived in a group home and was arrested for a minor assault. According to the lawsuit, the man died of a seizure after not taking his medication. You're listening to CPR News, and Colorado Matters is next.